Ooh, ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. Here we are. Ignore Your Purpose, episode 119. We talk longevity through a healthy lifestyle. It's a mix of the mental, physical, and the spiritual knowledge. It's our mind, body, soul trifectas from negative to positive, being better, doing better each and every day. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for listening. We see the numbers trickling up, which doesn't mean much. It's not about numbers, it's about engagement, and it's about creating this content and sharing it with anybody who is generous enough to share their time with us. And hey, Max, how you doing, buddy?
Thanks, brother. Good, good. You?
I'm all right. I'm good. Have had an awesome day. And this rolls very nicely into today's subject. So you guys sharing your time with us, that's you being of service, learning, listening, growing. So the subject is being of service to others. I came up with the subject. I haven't decided exactly what I'm going to say yet, but Max is going to say something. And by the end of the show, I'll have said something.
It's a beautiful thing. It's a great team, isn't it? It's unique because when you say that, being of service, automatically when I close my eyes, I think of a movie I watched maybe 4 or 5 years ago of a group. Well, I won't say a group, but how it's kind of done in Japan. And in Japan, they have the centurions, the people who are elders, and how the elders hang with the, preschoolers and the toddlers. And I always flash back to that time and being of service and needing to be of purpose. And how that rings true in my life currently is for me and John. John has Healthy Funky Free. We have Ignite Your Purpose. We have lives. We have businesses. We have da 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 da. All these things going on. Oh, there's a kid in us. There are probably times where John and I would want to be like, I think today I just want to sit down and eat a whole bowl of ice cream all day, every day. For the rest of the worry, being of service gets you out of that, and you understand that there are people who rely on you. You rely on them, and it's bigger than yourself. It somewhat, for me, takes ego, self-pity, self-anything out of the picture, and actually gets to the true point of the fact of us being human and giving back to those who have given to us in sharing our knowledge. I'm talking about kind of what we're doing right now, right? But anybody else listening can honestly put that into their own pipe and smoke it their way, right? Like being a mom, you're being of service to that little entity, that little being, that little soul that just came into the world. When you're working, you're an entrepreneur, you're putting food on other people's table by employing them, on and on and on and on, right? Doctors, healthcare services, teachers, all that jazz, John. But at its base form, there are days I know. For example, this morning I wanted to sleep in. I didn't want to do Sauna Chronicles. I shouldn't say that. I didn't want to. It'd just be easy to do to not do it. You know what I'm saying? It's just as easy not to do it. And I was like, there's people who dig this, so I have to do this. I am of purpose. I am of service. And it's a very two-way street. Hopefully, I gave you enough time to think of something.
Hopefully you did, and hopefully people managed to pick that up because you're a bit pixelated at your side. I'm looking handsome still. I think for me it is with this sort of evolution of sort of a health journey that I and my partner we've been on and we've been through. It began with food, and we thought it was all about food and health, and actually, it's probably much bigger than that. That was the key to the lock of the door that opened up so much more. And okay, we regained our health and we regained our vitality and our lease of life and the joy for all of these things, but it was still quite insular and still, within our kind of our household. I think it's only through having created Ignite Your Purpose with Max and the Healthy Funky Free and getting people around the house. So we have dinner with dialogues, so we get friends and colleagues and you know, a friend's mum's, you know, been suffering with some pretty chronic disease. Oh, can you come and have a chat about plant-based nutrition? And we know it's not going to cure anything, but it might help the body work better. And it's only having been able to start to begin to share the experience of this knowledge that we've learned to help people out because you're physically capable of doing it. Some friends, new house, housewarming party, garden's a disaster. You know what? I'll just come down this week. I'll find some hours in a day. And I kind of spent 2 hours. I cleared their garden. Not because I wanted anything, but because I could do it. And that's as simply as I can put it, actually. Thinking beyond the me, the I, the me, the self, what do I get out of it? And ultimately believing, hoping or believing that ultimately the world keeps turning, the world keeps spinning, and you do a good favor and a good deed and you make somebody smile today and smile tomorrow and you help an old man across the road or you get, there was a lady walking last week and I was driving to my friend's house to do this gardening. It kind of weighed me down. She says, are you going to Craig Niche, which is this cute little place? I said, no, sorry, I'm not, but it's only 10 minutes walk. You'll be fine. And I'm just about to pull off. And I said, get in. So I clear off the seat and I drive to Craig.
Nice.
She's just visiting the island and she'd been up all night because the B&B she was staying, you know, they were having domestics. 10-minute drive, never walk. So because I could do that, I, you know, it felt good doing it. And
it is.
People out. And ultimately, that is what is enabling me to grow as a person, caring more, thinking across all races, creeds and colors. And that ultimately we're all the same people. We all get up, we all eat, we all want to take care of those people around us. We've all got to wipe our own asses and let, you know, if we take the politics and religion and the crap out of it, we need water, we need oxygen.
Yeah.
Just want to be, yeah,
that's the truth. And that takes me right back, John, to what I was talking about. I'm sure it's probably the same in your neck of the woods, but when I talked about that Japanese movie I saw, you know, I think of here on our side of the world anyway, the old folks home, and I've been in them. I've had grandparents who got dementia and I seen them when they first went in there to when they ended. And I can remember, for example, when my grandma went in saying, you know, she doesn't want to end up being like one of them that, you know, were just sitting in a wheelchair drooling and watching TV. Yeah. And at the end, she was one of them. Excuse me. And then I think of being of service. So if our cultures were a little different and she could have been of service and teaching, you know, 4, 5, and 6 yeah. years olds, right? How much better that would have been. It gives you a purpose to wake up in the morning. It gives you a purpose to live and share your knowledge and educate the youth and so on and so forth. And that's part of the reason John and I are doing this. We've been blessed. We're in a good position to be able to have some of this knowledge we have. And we know we've come from negative. We've gone to positive, and it's an everyday struggle. And we're continuing to do it. And this is one of the reasons we wake up in the morning is to spit venom.
And I suppose not everybody's ready to listen to us, sharing our knowledge and things. But
no,
that's okay.
Of course not.
But that's okay. Of course. Because we hope that there will be some people out there. And you know, for those who aren't listening at the minute, you can't help but pick some things up. And it might not resonate today, but it might resonate in 6 weeks. And it might just be the spark that says, I really should make a bit of an effort with my own personal health, not necessarily for myself, but because I'd like to see my daughter graduate from college, or I'd like to see my grandchildren get born, or whatever it is. And then it becomes beyond themselves to their family, and then to their family, and so on and so forth.
And the subconscious mind is a unique thing, because it doesn't abide by the same rules as the conscious mind, which is linear time. So, for example, in a lot of the meditation practices we do, something won't come up for me in a dream until 3 or 4 months later. You know what I mean? Like it doesn't abide by the same rules. This isn't a linear timeline, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. It's when it's meant to happen, everything aligns, it will. And you know what, John? These shows are now on the what are the cool kids calling it? The internet, the www. thing. And it's there forever. So, yeah. You know, for a long time, and you can pick it up anytime. So, as always, we're very appreciative for the listens.
Yeah. being of service to others. And I've just had a book arrive in the post this evening. I was listening to the Rich Roll podcast, and he had his good friend on, John Joseph from J.J. Cromag, who's a vegan. He's a Buddhist. He's a punk rock band. He's an all right good guy, and he was saying that.
Oh, yeah, I know this. Is he the guy that trained London Real?
Yeah, he's the guy starting off London Real. And he said his life began to change, and his life began to see in service of others beyond himself when he read a book called The Science of Self-Realization. So this turned up today, and the introduction is where there's basically this Indian guy at a certain age says goodbye to his family, passes the book on to his boys to look after the wife and the children and the grandchildren. And he got on a boat with $7 and went to America, and he's not allowed to receive payment. And he basically built the Hare Krishna movement across, you know, most of the world. And his writings, you know, he's got 80 books. So I just thought, and then for him, it was all about service to others. He can't take it. It was all service, all sharing, all educating. So I thought I'd see what they've got to say in this book. So
nice. I'm interested too. I've never
read that. The challenge is really, really small letters. audiobook.
You drink enough carrot juice, your eyes will be great.
Yeah, that'll be fine, man. Right.
That's it. That's all I got, John.
Another show. Hopefully there's a gem or two in there for you. If you've got the time, if you like what you hear, please hit that subscribe button, which is somewhere down here. Share it with a friend, make some comments, get the conversation going. We're on Facebook at IY Purpose. We're on Instagram, Purpose Ignite. We're on Twitter or something else.
We're everywhere.
Go to YouTube. There's on every YouTube video, there's a link at the bottom of every YouTube video. So thank you very much for listening, and we will see you all tomorrow with something else to say. So we'll have a Sunday service tomorrow, and we'll see what
we always do.
We can come up with. So have a good evening. Have a good afternoon. Max, thank you for your time. I appreciate it always. And we'll see you in about 4 weeks.
I love it. Goodbye, people. Thanks for the listens.